He didn't glorify the name of Jesus. They didn't even speak in tongues in that name. You think they're going to speak in tongues and glorify? You're deceiving yourself. Satan is the master technician. He knows what he's doing. Ah, their minds won't take long. Their minds will be filled with voidness. No life. They're saved. We will see then. It's either they're lost and I'm saved, or I'm lost and they are saved. Who are you to say that? I'll tell you what. We'll find out. Because that's what Stephen said to those rebellious Jews. He said, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. And this is a generation that resists the Holy Ghost. Because the first thing the Holy Ghost does, it reproves the world of sin. And they don't like that. And I watch what some of these men have done here. They watched their DVDs and they did all this sin. They drink their wine. And I was long-suffering with them all. Sure, they did that here. And I knew they were doing it. I knew what they were doing. Amen. They were renting DVD on all that. And these folks have been spiritual men. Amen. If they did that here, what do you think they're going to do out there? All right. That tells you enough there. The scripture says in Zechariah, I want to read this quickly. Zechariah chapter 13. I'm going to read it from here. Zechariah 13 verse 7. The word of Yahweh says, awaken, O sword, against my shepherds. Thank you, Father. That's where his sword is going to be, against his shepherds. Men that's just supposed to tell the truth and they don't. He said, awaken against my shepherd and against the man that is my fellow, saith Yahweh of hosts. He said, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith Yahweh, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third part shall be left therein. And look what he says now. Zechariah chapter 3. And verse 9 now, Zechariah 13, verse 9. Look what he says. He said, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. And he said, and they shall call upon my name. What name are they going to call upon? The same name Charles Barkley called upon? The same one that Kobe Bryant said that God is going to help me and see me through. What God are they going to call upon? What Lord? The Lord of London's? Baal? He said, they shall call upon my name and I will hear. And I will say, it is my people. Look at the possession there. My name, my people. And they shall say, it says there, the Lord is my God. But it says, Yahweh is my Elohim. That's what they're going to say. Yahweh is my Elohim. It says there that the Lord is my God, doesn't it? But they're going to say, Yahweh is my Master, my Redeemer. That's what they're going to say. They're going to call upon, he said, my name. And they're going to know my name. I'm going to take them to the trial of fire. And I'm going to refine them. And in that, they're going to know my name. And so when folks with fire come, they say, I ain't walking in no fire. Because they don't even know him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they went down in the fiery furnace. And they said, King, we're not careful to answer thee, for Yahweh liveth. And we're able, he is more than able to deliver us. And Yahweh said, I'm going to take a third part through the fire. And so when their little trial come and a little testing come, they run for the fleshly way. They run to soothe their flesh, and to hide their flesh, and to take up refuge in their flesh. Yahweh spoke to me about that, the refuge, son, in the ark. I mean, preach on that on the Shabbat. There must be a refuge for his people. And we got to know where the refuge is. He's going to take them through the fire. Their faith is going to be tried. They say they love it. We're going to find out if they truly love. And what's going to happen? He's going to take a third part of the fire. And those that come through the fire, they're going to know my name. And they're going to say, Yahweh is my, and he's the great one. Not Lord, not Baal, but Yahweh is. And the power of his might has come through his son, Yahshua Messiah. That's what they're going to say. They're not going to despise his name. They're not going to hate his name. They're going to love his name. Sure they are. They're not going to be ashamed to say it. Yeah, he's Ishai, Father, Yahweh. You're going to know me as Ishai. I like that. Ishai. Ishai. I like that because to me it says, I is high. Ishai. Ishai. You're going to know me as Ishai. Because I is high. He talks an old broken Negro language, an old southern white folks language. They can understand that. I is high. I is as a high. That's all right. That's good Hebrew. Cut ignorant folks speak good Hebrew. Azahai. I like that. This high. For I'm the Father, and there's no other like me. And he wants that to be known. What daddy, even a father that has children, that some other father or the stepfather, that he still wants them to know that he is Father. That's what Brother Allen's stepfather brought them down. He said, because I want them to know their Father. He said, I'm not their father. I'm not their dad. I want them to know that man. His name is Alan Simmons. Not Butterworth. That's what he said to me. I want to know my father. I don't know R.J. Nichols. I've never met my natural daddy. That's all right. But I know my father, Ishai. Yahweh is my father. Your true Messiah is my brethren. Just like it was not robbery for him to be equal with the Father. It's not robbery for him to be equal, for us to be equal with him. No. He says, a servant knows not what his master does. But I call you no more servants, but friends. That you may know what I do. Because I'm going back to Yahweh. Do you think he said I'm going back to God? I believe he said I'm going back to the Father, Yahweh. He spoke his name too many times. And that's the truth. Malachi chapter 1. I'm going to read this quickly, saints. Malachi chapter 1. Malachi chapter 1 verse 11. If you folks would actually go and read these verses and truly study them out, just take your time and read them, you will see the simplicity of this truth. It's your heart that you don't want to see it. And your anger and your hostility toward him. It's not against me. I don't believe me, saints. There ain't nothing no man and no woman can do against me. I don't care what you all do. You do more detriment to yourself than me. Because I'm a man of y'all. I was that before. I've always told you that if I met any of y'all, I was a preacher of faith. Ignorant in a lot of things. And he brought me along this path. He sent men in my life that would show me things, teach me things, and inspire my heart. And men that had prophetic spirits 25 years ago, 27 years. I never forget Brother Bill. He said, Brother Roberts, the Father's going to use you mightily. Now, this is not a mighty use here. 50-fold. But he knew that I would stand for his truth. And he never allowed me to become polluted in these Jezebel churches, this Jezebel spirit. In the apostolic, the first, the oneness, he never allowed me. He kept me from all of that. And these folks, the scriptures say, know them that labor amongst you. And these folks said they knew me. They didn't know me. They never know me. No, they haven't known me. Because if they did, they would know who I am. That's why Yahshua said, you don't know the Father. Because if you knew the Father, you would know me. And they haven't known me. They were perverted. They went out from among us because they were never of us. They went out because it was made manifest. We will see. I don't care what they're doing. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to know what they're doing. I really don't. Don't tell me. I don't care what they're doing. I care what my Father's doing. That's all I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about nothing. Believe me, I don't want no stories on anyone. Period. I don't want to hear it. I got enough just reading this and studying. Boy, this blessed my heart. I tell you what, sometime at night, get up 1 or 2 o'clock, you may see that old light on over there, old Pastor Robert sitting there for hours. Because he stirred my heart and my soul. And I just want to talk to him. So I get up. Bless you, Brother Neesmith, for allowing me to do that. You go out and labor, brother. Thank you. I bless you for that. I do, brother. You get up early to drive all those miles while the preacher gets up to study. I bless you, my friend. Yahweh shall reward you. Yes, he shall. Sure, he shall. Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. Let me move quickly. He said, from the rising of the sun now, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name. He's still talking about my name, that possessive. He said, a pure offering for my name shall be great amongst the heathen. Now who's talking? Saith the Lord of hosts. Now saith Yahweh of hosts. You understand that he is a Yahweh of hosts. Hosts of what? Of the armies of the heavens. That's what the host is. He is the one that guide and rule the armies of the heavens. He is Yahweh of hosts, not Lord of hosts. What name is it then? Lord of hosts? No, it's Yahweh. That's what it is, friends. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2, quickly. And then chapter 4, verse 4, 2. He said, if you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name. Now, what name are you giving glory to? Now Yahshua was not revealed unto the people at that time. He said, I want you to give glory unto my name. What is glory? Hallelujah. 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 That's why we say that praises to Yah. Hallelujah. They've taken that out in Revelation and put hallelujah. I remember when we built the stove right here. And we had that big sign up there. First, you recall, I had you to put hallelujah there. Sure I did. And then I recall we were in this tabernacle, Sister Stan Prophet said, we were standing here. And she said, you know, Pastor Roberts, she said, that ought to be hallelujah. He said, that ought not to be hallelujah. Now, she wasn't instructing me. But what she said was right. The Spirit, it was truth. Do you recall that, sister? And I made you change that to hallelujah. It wasn't wrong. It was right. Because I understand what the word hallelujah comes from and what it means, too. Hallelujah. Praises unto Yah. Glory unto Yah. That's what that means. And that's why we extol that hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is Hebrew in its transliteration. Hallelujah. It is Hebrew. It hasn't changed. But yet his name has changed. Notice it. Glory. He says, and he said, you shall give glory unto my name, saith Yahweh of hosts, Malachi 2 and 2. And I will, let me read that again. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 2. Malachi chapter 2 verse 2. Quickly. He said, if you will not hear, and you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith Yahweh of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, whom Yahweh has cursed, no man can bless. Whom he has blessed, no man can curse. And people don't believe that. That's well, that's Old Testament. It is the same, my friend. Yahshua came to bring the grace of this and the law and the light of it. He said, when they will call upon that, he said, I'll even send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessings. How do you get cursed blessings? My. Yea, I have cursed them already because they will not lay it to heart. And people have not laid that to heart. That's why many fought against me. Oh, I don't want that. I'm not going to accept that. He said, I will send a curse upon your blessings. He said, I will send a curse upon you because you won't lay it to heart. He said, because you will not acknowledge my name, you will not glorify my name. You will not extol and exalt me. Why? Because if they had done that, when Messiah came, they would have rejected him. They would have known. And when Messiah truly comes into your heart, you will know it's him. Do you not understand that there were five foolish and five wise? And the bridegroom came, they all heard him. The foolish one heard him too. We better get some spiritual direction, brothers and sisters. You got enough time to feed your bellies and to do everything, to talk with your mouth, to gossip, lie, and speak against those things that you ought not to. You better begin to spend some time in Yahweh's truth. I'm telling you. There were five wise and five foolish. And when the bridegroom came, they both heard him. They both got up and they trimmed their lanterns, but the five foolish did not have the oil to make it through that dark period of time. That was it. And the wise were wise enough to say, no, I'm not giving you nothing. I'm not giving them anything. Will you open? No, I will not open it up. No, I won't change. I know what the Father's doing in this hour. And he said, no, we will not give you any. Well, I've got to save a little bit for mom and a little bit for brother. Rufus says, I'm not giving them a thing. For he has given us the fullness of his truth in this hour. And they reject that. Well, that's my mama. That's my daughter. Well, that's my son. They're going through hell. And they're going to take your soul too. Sure they are. Yahshua said, who is my brother? Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Only they that do the will of my Father. That is our strength, to obey him, to do what he says. Yahshua said, I have meat to eat, you know not of, and that's to do the will of my Father. To do his will and to finish it. To finish it. Moses suffered with the people of Yahweh. He chose rather to suffer with the people of Yahweh. Didn't go and enjoy the pleasure of sin. The television, their gluttonous eating, and their own thing, and their own money, and doing their own thing. They're wicked. They don't know the Father. I'm simply telling you that. See, love would even suffer with the people. Yahweh so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to die for our sins. This wicked world, they don't know what love is. They got feelings and emotions, and they got ouch and all that. But it is not the true agape of the Father. They better go to Corinthians 13 and see what the true agape is. Sure they better. And they think they got some. They don't have a nickel's worth of rest. Poo-poo. That's what the Father's trying to do. Is let us know what's actually in us. And trying to show you what's in you. You reject him, he's going to show you. You're going to become desolate. You're going to become empty. And that's a fact. And I'm watching these folks become very, very desolate. They're very empty. Darkness fills their lives. Their void. That's the true saint. Do I gloat in that? No, Elder Mark was telling me about a young man on his job. They found him on the railroad track. 30 years old, I say that. Much over 30. Head cut off. You know, just cut off. And Elder Martin was saying that how he, you know, I feel for that Pastor Rob. I said, I understand, Elder. I said, because you always say, he take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Man, that's wicked. He doesn't take pleasure in that. I don't want to hear about him dying. I really don't, because Yahweh doesn't even take pleasure, because that soul is eternal loss. It is. They rejected him. You cannot reject, you cannot have the Son and not know him. That's crazy. If you know the Son, then you know the Father. There is no way you're going to know the Father without the Son. And that's what these old crazy doctrines teach. That was part of Windows' problem. This apostolic. They don't know the Father. They deny the Father. But there are some places they go pray. Holy Ghost, send this. Holy Ghost, we pray. Holy Ghost. The scripture, Yahshua told us how to pray. We pray, our Father, our Isha, which are in heaven, hallowed. Now that's holy, isn't it? What is his name then? Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be his name. Holy and reverence. What is his name? Hallowed is God. Hallowed is Lord. No. He has a name. You can reject it all you want to. You reject your own salvation. When you come to the knowledge of truth, hey, which one of these are less important? Which one of these? They all are equal. Which a part of Yahweh's attribute is greater than another? It's all the same. Everything about his love is just like his hate. It's pure because he's pure. You're not going to reject his purity, his character. His name is the power of his character. And that's what the word name means. If you look up there in the concordance, it will tell you the name. When the sound of that name, it excites everything inside of a man that is associated with that name. So when you hear his name, then the joy, the love, the peace, the strength, and the more you understand it, and the greater those virtues are manifested. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Boy, this time sure gets by, doesn't it? That's all right. I still want to read this one thing I want to show you. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, what name are we fearing? Folks say, God. What name are we fearing? He said, but you, unto you that fear my name, did he talk about Yahshua, his other son, S-U-N, of righteousness, arise with healing in his wing, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. Well, what name do we fear? What name is he talking about? Ye that fear my name. Well, he told them what name. They knew his name. And he wants us to fear his name. Men today, they hated, they despised him. Some of them men said to me, that damn name, Yahweh, Yahshua. I said, ah. Glory. He's cursed. When a man hates his name, he should, his blessing shall be cursed. I don't care what you think. You can get upset. You can scratch your poo-poo until it turns red. And that's the truth. When a man despises his name, you always say, I will curse you. I will curse even your blessings. Baldness shall set in. There should be no life. We play around. We think we're going to play around with the Father with your religious perverted way. You're a fool. You're on a crazy stage. I hate to use these hard expressions, but you're flat out crazy. And we think we're going to play around. We think he doesn't mean what he says. We are fools. We are flat out crazy. He meant what he said. He said, I'll read it again. He says, if ye will not hear, Malachi 2 and 2, and will not lay it too hard to hear, lay it too hard to give glory unto my name, saith Yahweh host, I will even send a curse upon you. You hear that name, you're going to say a damn name, Yahweh, damn. That's blasphemy. He said, I will even send a curse upon you. And that's the truth. I believe what he says. Well, that's Old Testament. Is that so? What the Old tells about the Son coming? He said, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in your wings. You that fear his name, and Yahshua is going to rise up because you fear his name. And you know he comes in the Father's name. So he's going to come with that healing power. And you're going to be just like a calf in a stall. You ever seen a calf in a stall? I've seen them in the stalls here. Huh? They're nothing like a calf in a stall. What? They get special attention. You got to bring them water. You got to bring them corn. You got to bring them hay. You put them in a stall because you want to fatten them up. That's why we put calves in stalls here. We protect them from air, from the mama, from everything else. So we put them in a stall. And they're pampered. If you do it right, they're pampered. Make sure fresh water. Make sure they get milk. Make sure the good, you get him the best hay, best corn. That's what you do. He said, when a man truly fears his name, he shall be like that. We're just like wild beasts. Don't you understand that the spirit of this age is just like what was upon Nebuchadnezzar? He began to say, nobody ain't going to tell me nothing. Come on, God. Although he saw what Yahweh had done. And all of a sudden, he stood in his palace that day, the scripture says. And he said, look at this. Look at what I've done. My majesty, my power. And all of a sudden, the scripture says, immediately, not yesterday, but immediately, he was driven out into the dew. And he was wet. And the Father says this. Listen to this, saints. You better hear this. For this age, there should be a heart of Yahweh or the beast. And the scripture said, and he took the heart of a man out of him and gave him the heart of a beast. Now that's the spirit that's in this earth today. It's the spirit of a beast. It's the heart of a beast. It's the spirit of a beast. And Yahweh took that heart and he went out like a beast. And his nails grew like eagle claws. And the feathers grew on his back like they, his hair grew down like eagle feathers. And the only time when he looked up and said, my, this, you're the great Elohim, Yahweh. And immediately the Father delivered him. Why? Because the prophecy was for that to transpire and that to take place. And the prophecy of this hour is simply this. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. They say they love me with their mouth. They say with their lips that they love me. He said, but their hearts are far from me. For Yahweh so loved the world, he gave his son. He suffered for our sins. And he suffered. He did. He said, when we see this time approaching, fail ye not to be in the oneness with one another. Fail ye not to fellowship one with the other. And get into the spirit. This is a flesh generation. They love flesh things. That's why every last one of them that leave this place or place where the spirit of Yahweh was, they go right back like hogs to the same things. Watch and see. Watch. They make a bowl with the wicked. Nah, what a sad shame. Now don't go in that. You're showing us this hour and this age that we're in. Folks don't have the mind of Yahshua. We need to let that mind be in us. It was also in Yahshua. I don't care if my mother went to hell in a handbasket. She's dead. Ain't nothing I can do. I don't care if my daddy went to hell in a handbasket. I know that Yahweh saved me. That's why I don't kick against his truth and his righteousness. This way I've walked over 25 years plus. There have been many things I've had to change. There have been many truths that I've had to come into the knowledge of. Didn't understand. I would kick against it. And forgive me, Father. I really never kicked against the truth. When I would hear things I would never kick against, I would just leave it alone. He would always bring it to pass. I wasn't saved 6 months when I heard about women preachers. And I knew immediately it was the truth. I wasn't saved no time because I was a Mason. You understand? I was in the Masons. And I told a brother I was saved about 3 months. I said, brother, I'm a Mason. And so he looked at me. He didn't say anything. He didn't scar me now. I haven't been saved for 3 months. But just the way the brother responded in spirit, I knew it was wrong. Yahweh never allowed me to pay one dues in the Mason. When I got to the 30, when I never forget, saints, you hear me, people? I never forget this old man. He was about this tall. He was about 72, 74, 5 years old. He walked up to me one day. He said, young brother, this is what he said. I never forget it. It stabbed me the way he said it. He said, I want to tell you something. This is how he said it. This is his verbiage just like this. He said, young brother, I want to tell you something. When you get to the 33rd, and he said it like that. Now, he didn't say 33 now. He said, when you get to the 33rd, you'll find out who the real God is. He said that to me. I said, oh, no, no. This ain't right here. That's what he said. He said, you'll find out who the real God is. I said to him, I said, I know him. I know the real one. He said, when you get to the 33rd, you'll find out who the real God is. I never went back. Never paid a due. Never gave them any money. Never. And yet Yahweh suffered that. My ignorance, but yet he suffered that. When I told that brother, he just looked at me. He just says, he didn't condemn me. He just said, brother, you just don't know. But I knew that the spirit of that thing, Mason, was wrong. Just by the way that brother responded, because he was a beautiful brother. I never forget Brother Leon. Never forget that. Glory to Yahweh. Mark chapter 5. If you think that my name has no relevance, I want to show you one scripture. Mark chapter 5, verse 9. This is that with the demon of the man coming out of the tombs of Gadara. Mark chapter 5, verse 9. This is Yahshua, okay? And he asked him, Mark chapter 5, verse 9. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, isn't that capitalized in your scripture? He answered him, saying, what? No, what he says before. He says what? My. Isn't that what he says? My name. He told him my name now. That's what he says. And he asked him, what is thy name? That's what Yahshua asked him. What is your name? And he answered saying, my name. If my name Legion has a name, then my God, what is his name? He answered him, my name is what? Legion. For we are many. He told them that his name. And he used that possession, my name. That adjective before, to modify that now, my name, or to make it clear what the now is expressing. So he said, my name. He told him, my name is Legion. And Yahweh say, my name shall be exalted. My name shall be glorified. And then he talks about here, a demon say, my name is Legion. And the Legion is capitalized too. For that is his name. It's a proper noun. He said, for my name is Legion, for we are many. That is what he said. Romans chapter 9 verse 15. What I want to express that there is a name, and the name is important, because I want to show you something in Revelation. I want to show you something in the scripture. Romans chapter 9 verse 15. And Paul was speaking from the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. He said, for he saith to Moses, Romans 9 verse 15. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of Yahweh that showeth mercy. He's the only one that show mercy. He said, for the scripture saith, unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show, look at this now, still possession, my power, verse 9 and 17, my power in thee, and that my name might be declared. When something is declared, don't you know it's formally or officially acknowledged, or it is spoken? He said that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. Now, what is the name that he won't declare throughout all the earth? He said, my name, he said, because of you, Pharaoh, I'll raise thee up for one purpose, that my name may be declared, that everyone will know that I'm not the God of Dagon. I'm not a half fish and a half man. I'm Yahweh. I'm the creator of all things. You want to know that I'm not Dagon. I'm not Molech. He said, I want my name declared. So he took them to hell. He took all Egypt to hell for one purpose, that his name may be declared, that the earth may know and Israel may fear his name. And they still went like fools, sin just like we do. They ate and they rose up and played. They built their gods. Man, they even took the priests to build their gods. Built them a calf. That's what they built them, a god. And that's what we're doing today. We're building our gods. We're making them every kind of vile, filthy thing there is. We don't call wickedness wickedness today. It's sad. I want the Father to come. Yahweh, please come. I want this soul. I talked to a brother the other day. He said, Pastor Robert, he said, I watch my children. He said, I watch the world just eat them up. They go back to the world. My boy 21, my daughter 20. He said, they're so worldly now. And yet when they lived in a place like this, they were, Yahweh was keeping them. He said, watch them go back to the world. He said, I'm so sick of this world. I'm just sick of it. He said, I want the Father to come. Because he watched this boy that was an obedient lad. How the world had just taken him in no period of time and just changed his whole mind. He said, they're in the world. So he said, they're living in one place. I don't even know what they're doing. And that's what this world does. That's why the power of this strength today is going to be the unity of the saints. It don't have to be a lot of us, just a few of us. We're going to stand strong. We are. And you must have a leader in this hour, saints. Don't let the devil tell you. You got to have a leader. These folks that think they're going to get by without a leader, they're fools. Because Yahshua is our leader. And Yahweh said that Yahweh is the head of Yahshua. Yahshua is the head of man, man is the head of woman. And it takes a man of Yahweh's strength as his anointing. He never put a woman to lead a people or to instruct. He never did that. And when women began to do that, they're going to go to hell. Yeah, he put your women to teach these daughters. I have rebuked all your mother, Miller mother. I'll rebuke them all. For you won't even do what you always give me a beautiful thing to do, to teach young women how to be women, how to be mothers, to raise their children, and to take care of their home, to keep them clean, how to cook and how to do things. That's a beautiful ministry. It's a powerful ministry. And from day one, I reprove you, I told you, and they still haven't done it. Why would I tell them that? For the saving of this, for obedience is better than any kind of sacrifice there is. That's how much you sacrifice. You give $100 million. If you're not obedient to him, it doesn't mean nothing. I'd rather man come and give me $5. For that means more to me than $10,000. One that will submit and be obedient. Then the one give $10,000, they're rebellious and they reject the law. I don't want the money. That's why I said to you folks, ain't no money. Come on, the money ain't nothing. That's why I said the other day about this brother, what they make, they ain't making no money. And I see it here before him. That's not the issue, the money. The money ain't no issue. If we wanted to make money, I would say, come on, brother, let's go. I'll drive every brother. I don't care about money. That ain't the problem. I don't care if they go out there and make 50 or 100 or 2,000. As long as they bring it by faith and there's a pure spirit. That's the whole issue. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. I like this here. Revelation chapter 3. Because that's where I want to go from here. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8. Unto the saints of Philadelphia, he says this. He always says, as Joshua spoke unto them, I know thy work. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. He told them, thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word. He said, you have kept the words that I've spoken. And thou hast not denied my name. What name? He said, you haven't denied my name. And when John wrote that, the name Jesus was nowhere in existence, nor could the name be translated, literated to that. He said, you've kept my name. He said, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say that they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. He said, they will know that I love you. Now look what the scripture says in John chapter 10, and then I want to go to Revelation chapter 13. But John chapter 10. Quickly, John 10:24. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? That's what they ask him. If thou be Messiah, tell us plainly. If you are a hope, tell us plainly. Joshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, that's what they despise. He said, they bear witness of me that I come in my Father's name. He said, but ye believe not because ye are not my sheep as I said unto you. That's why folks don't believe. That's why they don't believe his name, because they're not his sheep. That's just it. He said, the works I do in my Father's name, these works right here, they testify. They let you know, they bear witness of who I am because I come in my Father's name. He said, but you believe not because you are not my sheep, I said unto you. He said, my sheep, they hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall not perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Why? He said, my Father now, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. No man is able to pluck them out of Yahweh's hand. He said, no man at all. And then he goes on, he said, my Father and I are one, same, no different. I come in his name, Ray Senior, Ray Junior, I'm Ray. That's just it. In verse 31, then the Jews took up stones again to stone. And why? Because they said he blasphemed. He blasphemed. He spoke evil against the name of Yahweh. He said, I come in my Father's name. The works that I do, my Father sent me to do them, and I do them. Now I want to start in Revelation chapter 13. This is something I want to show you here as I close. I want you to hear this quickly. Now understand what it says here. This is concerning the kingdom. This kingdom is this power that shall rise up out of the midst of this dark generation. And this wounded beast, this kingdom that was once wounded, and yet the restoration or the power or the glory of the government shall be raised again. And we can see that kingdom was once wounded in you, that beastly kingdom, and now it's been resurrected. See, now that is what wants to rule in you, the beast nature, the beast, the heart of a beast. So I believe this is applicable in the overall, and in everything that he speaks is a personal thing to each of us. I believe that. And so I would preach this on just an individual personal basis. But I understand the very broadness of this as well. As it talks about the kingdoms of the leopard and the lion and the bear, these preceding kingdoms that have come before. And we're going to see the reinstitution of the power of these kingdoms. And they're going to rule the whole earth. For we see that in our lives today. We're swift to speak. We're bold and brazen as a bear. We're arrogant and proud. No one tells us nothing. So these are the descriptive type of spirits that rule in the heart of man today. But I understand the genesis of it too. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I want to begin in the first chapter of Revelation 13 because I want to read this quickly. And John said, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw the beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. What a profound thing. The name upon his head, blasphemy. This is a very heady generation. And they blaspheme the name of Yahweh. They blaspheme for the name of Baal. They don't want to call his name the name of blasphemy. And that is something to despise and to reject him. He shall saw the name of blasphemy upon them. That's what the spirit of this kingdom is. It's what a blasphemy. To blaspheme the Father. To deny whom he is. And men blaspheme him today. He said, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. And his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. That's a profound statement. All the world. You will know whether you're in the world. For all that is in the world, if any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. If that spirit is in you, you're in the world. You love the world. You love your creatures and the things of this world. You are of the world. And he said, all those that have that spirit, they wandered after this vile thing that shall rise. And he shall take strength in the heart of man. That's why he took that heart out of Nebuchadnezzar and gave him a beast heart, saints. One day I will preach this in a great depth that we may understand, all right? He said, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things. And look at what comes out, though. Blasphemy. That's what they're doing today. They think they're speaking great, and yet they blaspheme. Well, how do you can't tell? I know him. Okay. He said, and power was given unto him to continue 40 and 2 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against Yahweh. To blaspheme his name. Now what name is he going to blaspheme? God? I know what he says there. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God. And he blasphemed his name. There's a specific name that he blasphemed. And that is the name today that spirit is still blaspheming. That ain't his name, so he blasphemes it. And he blasphemed his name and his tabernacle in them that dwell in heaven. He blasphemed his name. No, in that day, the name to blaspheme him is not going to be forgiven. Man can blaspheme Yahweh, they can blaspheme Yahshua, and yet in this hour he can be forgiven. But you can't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. I don't know what that is. Now you may be spiritual enough to tell me, but I don't think you know. Because if you did know, Satan would try you and tempt you to do that like he did Eve, all right? So there are things that Father's not even allowed us to come to the fullness of that understand. You can say what you want to. Don't say you have never said anything against God. Oh God, Jesus Christ, God. He said he blasphemed those that dwell in heaven. Look at this now. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given over all kindreds and tongues of the nation. Power was given over all alcohol. That's what the spirit does. This lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. For if any man have that in him, then the love of the Father is not in him. And that's why men don't have the love of the Father in them. They can say what they will. They can lie all they want to. But you will know. You will know a tree by the fruit it bear. By the fruits it bear, the tree. And it says that all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Whose names now That's what he's dealing with. Whose name? What name? Do you believe that Deborah's name is going to be someone else? It's going to be girl there? A woman? A wife? She must have a name. Whose names? Huh? Whose names now? The specifics of names. Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. Paul says in Philippians 4 and 3, listen to this. I'm going back to Revelation. Philippians 4 and 3. Paul said this, and I intrigue also, true now. I watched the false yoke fellers, but Paul talked about true yoke fellers. This is what true yoke fellers do. He said, help those women which labor with me in the gospel. Those precious daughters, sisters, that labor with me, help them. Bake the bread. Those that brought water. Yahshua is coming for a woman, a precious bride. That's what he's coming for. He said, you bless them. He said, with Clement also, and with the other of my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life, Philippians 4 and 3. He said, bless those saints. The other one, he just said, bless the true yoke fellows, those that labor intensely and truly. The rest, he said, don't even worry about them. And then he says in verse 9, how important this, if any man have ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with a sword must be killed with a sword. Here is the patience of the faith of the saints. Here is our patience, our ability to endure without complaining. Here is our patience. That's what patience is, to endure trials without complaining. He said, I beheld another beast come up out of the earth, had two horns, and like a lamb he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the powers of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And the scripture says, he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had been wounded by the sword and did live. And the scripture says, and power was given unto, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Then listen to this. Listen, saints. Listen. And he causeth all men, he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Listen now. And that no man might buy or sell, say, he that hath the mark, or what? The name of the beast, or the number of his name. You think it's not significant? You think Satan doesn't realize the significance of that? The mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom then. Let him... He said, here's wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, the number of is 666. What it actually means that the number, that man's name, it will come to that equivalent, that man's name. But he has a name, and the name will come to that equivalent. You think that name is not important? Even this anti-Messiah knows the importance of the name. You're going to have the mark of that beast, and that is that beast's heart, what men possess today. That's why they're full of iniquity and sin. It is the power of anti-Messiah. They're anti-against him, against his truth, against his rules, his ordinance, his righteousness. And they say they love him, and they don't love him. And he said, the mark or the name of the beast. Why name? Why not just... And yet, the importance of that name. And when they go, they're not going to say, I come in the name of the Lord. No, they're going to say they come in the name of that man. They're going to have his name in their forehead or in their hand. And they will know that they are his. That's why God always said, he said, you go out in the city. And he said, you mark every last one of them that cry. You take the inkhorn and you mark every last one that cry and shine against this wickedness. And when the death angel comes, it's going to take out everyone that doesn't have my name in their head. I believe that's what he did. I believe that's what he did. Everyone that possesses name is going to be in their mind, their spirit. And when they hear that name, they're going to... That's why Nebuchadnezzar said, when you hear the sound of the sackbut, the dulcimer of the bells, the cornet, and all the music, you bow down to the God in the place of Dura. Yeah, that's you bow down. And Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego said, we won't do that. Belshazzar said, no, we won't do that. And so when they hear the name of this beast, they're going to fall down. That's how they're going to worship him. Because they will have his name. And when you have the name of that fleshly nature, that Adamic, Satan nature, you fall down and you bless flesh and you worship flesh. And you won't worship the Father. That's just the truth. May Yahweh bless you. I'm tired tonight. There's much more. This is enough for now. May his peace rest upon you and his spirit fill your heart. Go in his comfort and his confidence. For the King is coming. I believe that. And he has a mighty name. And I want to be able to call that name when I see him. Glory. I want to be able to say not a Latin Greek name, but I want to call him by his name. Names never change. I don't care what name you have. You can go to Russia. Your name will still be David. Because the phonic sounds of all languages are the same. And Yahshua's name, Yahweh's name, did not change from Hebrew to Latin Greek name. Jehovah. I've never liked that perverted name. Yes, it has never changed. It is the same. He is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So his name never changes. We change. Oh, we change with weather. We change with opinion. We change with idea. We change with thoughts. We change with concept. We change with perceptions. We always change. We're just like a double-minded man, unstable in all of our ways. We have no balance. We have no equilibrium or anything at all. And what he's trying to do is give us balance to bring us into his sight that we truly can worship him. He's looking for such that worship him in spirit and truth. His name is a spiritual name. It really is. Everything about him is spiritual. He is a spirit. And so what he speaks to us is not some carnal natural thing. Your flesh can't grasp that. You got to get out of your flesh. You got to get out of mama's way and daddy's way and grandpappy's way and all them. They all went to hell. They were sinful and wicked. Oh, you think you're going into the kingdom? They don't do what the Father said. All the ways of a man are right in his own sight. But Yahweh, he pondereth the spirit. He weigheth the spirit. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. All of our ways seem so right to us. We don't want to hear that today. We don't want to believe that they're going to hell, but they're going to hell. Another one told me about that young man, talking about how he smoked weed and how he you know, got high. But he told me, I said, oh, my Father, help me, Yahweh. I was as wretched as him. Oh, that scares me. I deserve the same thing he got. Yeah, separation. But had not been for the mercies of Yahweh. Amen. And sin. Amen. All these years and all of your ignorance, and your ignorance, your stupidity, and all of your sin, he still brought you along to light. And I'm not turning back, brothers and sisters. You don't have to worry about that. I'm pressing on. Paul said, Demas forsook me, for he loved this present world. I don't love the present world. I love the kingdom that is coming. It's a glorious kingdom. He said, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. Yahweh rewarded him, and he shall. No greater love than this, that a friend will lay down his life. He said, just kill me. They're not friends, that's why they can't lay down their life. That's the truth, Deacon Benny. A friend will lay down his life for a friend. That's why I call you no more service but friend, because he laid down his life for me. And I bless Yahweh for that. I do. And I'm going to be a preacher till I die. Well, the old brother down there said, you're not even a minister until you turn 50, because I got a year plus before I become a true minister, according to his doctrine. I have no problem with that. I said, all right, old man. I can understand that even to a degree. I understand where he took that from, too. I understand that. If you search the Bible, the scripture, you'll see it's in there. All right. I can understand. I said, no problem with that, old man. So now I'll just walk by faith and allow the Spirit to lead me. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Y'all get some rest tonight. Bless you all. Father, in all things we bless you in the glorious name of Yahshua, Messiah. Bless your people. Go with them, I pray.